Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. No Brian this afternoon. He's playing Superman, helping improve this network of signals you are listening to my voice on right now. Here in Madison, Devil Radio 92.7 in Waukesha, the Shaw 101 FM. In Wausau, Bull Falls Radio 98.9 FM. And in Wisconsin Rapids, 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Our boy's got a pretty sweet duster, though. Have you seen this thing?
The duster? What are you talking about?
Oh, that coat. That coat, man. You haven't seen the coat?
I have not seen the coat. Oh, it's August. Why is he wearing Oh, man.
This duster.
Okay, I know what you're talking about now.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah. He's a good-looking guy. He's a handsome.
They let the sleeves out for him. Can you just imagine how well this thing fits?
But folks, this is Dueling Tangents. If you want to share your tangent at any time, the phone lines are open, 844-967-2789. So we've gotten to this point after the last 14 months of Michael Gableman running roughshod across the state of Wisconsin, and we've seen an emboldening of actors around the state that are now just going to say, well, if the former state Supreme Court Justice and the Office of Special Counsel can just go and kind of conduct his own reviews or whatever you want to call it. Charade, I think, is the best term. But if he can do that, we can kind of take matters into our own hands as well, and we can try to show the vulnerabilities, I believe is what it's referred to by one Harry Waite down in Racine County. And I find it interesting because you got out local outlets like Fox 6 in Milwaukee. They refer to it as the Harry Waite is the man who requested bogus absentee ballots. Interesting, when they were reporting on claims of widespread voter fraud in 2020.
You got to find it somewhere.
Then it's fraud. But they have a chance to call it fraud and right in front of them. The man admitted to the election fraud, to requesting absentee ballots that were not his, including for Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and for Racine Mayor Corey Mason, just to name a few. And they don't call it fraud. They call it bogus absentee ballots. The man admitted to the crime. They're fraudulent,
man,
and you call them bogus. But reading from a piece over at Fox 6, this is what Harry Waite is up to. Waite is trying to prove election fraud amidst to breaking election law by requesting absentee ballots for others. He said he was exposing a security loophole, prompting the state to investigate him for voter fraud related to these bogus ballot requests. They're not bogus ballot requests. They were actual ballot requests that you did illegally. It's fraud. I don't understand. And fine. But now, outside of that, because we knew this happened before the August 9th primary last week. This came out as a revelation, I believe, the first couple days of August, leading up to the partisan primary here in the state of Wisconsin. And now that Harry Waite has, he was endorsing the Assembly Speaker Robin Voss's primary opponent, Adam Steen, in that race in Wisconsin's 63rd Assembly District. And Steen almost unseated Robin Voss. Less than 300 votes separated the two. And now Harry Waite is contesting the election results in all of Racine County, which includes the 63rd Assembly District. And he's kind of just making up claims here, too, about the ability for him to contest the election results. None of this is actually, it proves the point that former President Donald Trump, there were individuals after the 2020 election was like, what's the let's humor him in these claims of fraudulent votes. There's a chance for him. That what's the harm? What's the worst that could happen? And we saw what the worst could happen was. And that was January 6, 2021, when insurrectionists stormed the U.S. Capitol trying to intervene with official proceedings of Congress certifying the 2020 election results. And that's the worst that can happen. But one of the other side effects is this, what's happening right now. You now see the Republicans are being hit from the right, from more conservative members of their party, for floating out there that this is just something you can do after elections now. Harry Waite, Adam Steen, Michael Gableman, Timothy Rantham, they're all in the same vein. They are contesting any election they lose, and the only election they see as legitimate is an election they win. Unless they win, it's an illegitimate election. And that, folks, is fascism. When you say that a fair and free election that was conducted, like last Tuesday's here in the state of Wisconsin, if you only claim that it's legitimate when you win, and anytime you lose, you contest the results, you are no longer in a free and open, democratically run government. You're not. And this is the ramification of humoring the former president when he's tweeting out saying that the election was stolen from him by not holding individuals accountable for going into an undisclosed location and being moved from that undisclosed location to the Wisconsin Capitol to sign fraudulent documents that the former guy won, even though the election results in the state of Wisconsin showed that Joe Biden won the state's 10 electoral votes. When you don't hold people accountable for those crimes, this is what we get. We now get a conservative member, got his own organization, Hot Government, down in Racine for honest, open, and transparent, contesting the election results for Racine County, the county that houses our incumbent assembly speaker, because his candidate didn't win. And we're going to see more and more of this until people like Harry Waite and the fraudulent electors here in the state of Wisconsin are held accountable for their crimes. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got other Wisconsin headlines we're going to dive into, as well as your phone calls. 844-967-2789.